Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Birds at the Rodeo. I'm Eric, your residential Eagles fan.
I'm Orlando, the resident Cowboys fan.
And this is Birds at the Rodeo. Excuse my voice. I think there's something stuck in my throat. I'm not going to lie to you. Before we get started today, I got two quick things I want to say. First and foremost, Merry Christmas Eve to everybody. Okay, I lied. That's three things. First and foremost, Merry Christmas Eve to everybody. We are recording this on December 24th.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, everybody's having a happy holiday season and, you know, they're around the people they love. And as you can see, it's already the gift-giving season. Shout out to the Morrow clan. You know, they got me some gift cards and some goodies in those bags. Second off, happy belated birthday to my partner, my guy here, my co-host, Lando.
Yeah, birthday was yesterday.
Yep.
Turned 28.
28 years young.
Right. A lot of people love to make the joke, I'm almost 30. But, you know, it is what it is. Life is a precious thing. So just thankful for another year.
Right.
Thankful for everyone around me, those who wish me happy birthday. Just can't be thankful enough for the life I have right now.
Yep. So you had a good day all in all yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday wasn't too crazy. Just went out to dinner with my family.
Yeah.
Had the rest of my family, a bunch of friends just called me. Had one of my little cousins. He's getting old now. I think he's about to be like 11. But
okay,
since he was a little kid, he called, like, him and his mom, they called me every year.
Yeah.
And he sings to me every birthday. And now he even has a baby sister who's a newborn.
Okay.
She's a couple months old now. But
okay,
so
okay,
it's her first time being able to tell me happy birthday.
Yeah.
So it was pretty nice.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
One of our friends, Jamal, he called me this morning to tell me happy belated. He was on the road all day yesterday. Didn't get a chance to call me, but called me this morning. He also has a newborn daughter.
Baby Ellie.
It would have been her first time telling me happy birthday,
right, but she ain't there yet.
She was taking a nap. She was knocked out.
Ellie's a precious thing,
right? Beautiful birthday wishes from a lot of people.
Right.
Really thankful.
I saw you got into some game show business yesterday, also.
The night before, yeah, me and my family went to a place here in Austin called Game On. Just, I guess, give them a shout out because they have a great establishment there. You basically and you play Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune. There's another game in there. And that's all there is to it. So it was my family versus another family that we've known for pretty much almost 20 years at this point.
Yeah.
That's
a long time.
Yeah, you know, family, friends, and it was us versus them. We demolished them, which is true to what we always say, because my family, so we watch Family Feud. It's just something that we, whenever we're all together, we'll have it on. We might not watch it just like consistently, but like usually on vacation,
right,
we don't spend a lot of time in the room, but when we are, we're getting ready in the morning, going to sleep or something, Family Feud is just, no matter where, across 50 states, Family Feud is going to be on.
Across 50 states.
Even when the couple times we've gone out the country, like they'll have a Costa Rican Family Feud on, so. Every time we watch, we're all sitting there yelling out the answers, trying to beat the people on TV, trying to get the answers right. And we'd always say, man, if we ever got to go on Family Feud, we'd do amazing. And we stayed true to that. I mean, we demolished those guys.
Okay.
Shout out to the Dudleys.
It was
Mr. Bryce Dudley, his son Bryce Dudley Jr., his girlfriend, and then the mom Tiffany Dudley. Like I said, known him for at least, I'd have to go back. I'd be surprised if it wasn't 20 years. It was dang close.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to them. Sorry we had to do y'all like that. but yeah, we had a great time that night.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad y'all had a great time. I'm glad y'all brought home the dub. Shout out to the Smart family for bringing home the dub. Glad you had a good birthday, man. Like I said, happy birthday to you.
Appreciate that,
Merry
man.
Christmas Eve to everybody. Me, in the spirit of Christmas, I got my Christmas socks on. Fun fact, me and my nephew Daxton, he just turned 3. We got matching Christmas socks.
Nice.
I'm assuming he'll be rocking them tomorrow. Okay, those are the two things. At first, I have a question for you, because you had made a statement a few months ago, and because here's the deal. I just wasted $30 recently. Can you guess what I wasted $30 on?
A Christmas present?
I wasted $30 on Madden 2025.
Why do you say that?
Because it is literally the worst game I have ever played. You told me, and I quote, Madden is better and more fun to play than NCAA. Can you explain that to me? Because after having played the game for the past few days, Lando, I gotta tell you, dog, this game is horrible. It is not even worth a nickel.
I don't know when I said that.
You did say it.
Oh, and that I'm not surprised, because however many months later, I'm having even more fun playing Madden. I'm literally having the most fun playing Madden that I've ever had.
That is literally insane.
But I play, it's because I play Ultimate Team.
That's all you play, right?
That's the only mode I play at this point.
Man.
And it's more specific because there's a promotion, like a zero, like the, they have different, they're not promotions, but different, just like.
Packages or
season, like.
Season passes and everything.
Yeah, like right now it's like the zero chill thing going on right now with like a lot of guys, and they're releasing a lot of players and a lot of different cards and have different boosts and stuff. Mm-hmm, and I'm having a lot of fun playing the Ultimate Team. I could understand.
It is such a bad game.
From just a regular.
Dude, I can't even. Up,
like. What's the just the current regular, like the Eagles versus the Cowboys? I can understand how
I cannot,
that might be.
When I tell you, I can't even run a simple halfback dive without the blocking being so like discombobulated. It's not even fun. It's not a clean game. Like NCAA is a clean game. I can't even like play. I can't play defense. I can't play all. I can't score. I played with the Eagles. I tried to start a franchise with the Eagles, and you know, first game playing Green Bay. When I tell you, I can't even move the ball, bro. Like it's insane. The blocking is horrible. I got Saquon Barkley. He'll have an angle. He'd have the angle on the guy, and somehow, some way, like I'll spin move, and then like when I tell you, like the defenders, it's like they're not even like trying to tackle him. They're just like going through him, and he hits the ground. And I've been standing on this because here's the thing: I have been boycotting Madden for a few years at this point. I've been boycotting Madden because Madden is a horrible gaming franchise. EA Sports, y'all know what y'all are not doing. Y'all not putting any effort into Madden. I don't care what anybody says. And
the only mode they would
is Ultimate Team.
Yeah, right? Because it's a money. Because I'm a no money spent player. But
yes,
to be the most successful as quickly and as of like immediately is by spending money. So that's the only game mode they do kind of put effort into, and it's kind of because like I said, there's a good promotion going on right now, but sometimes they're terrible, sometimes they get bad cards.
No, dude, Madden sucks, all right? And I'm going to keep saying this until I'm blue in the face. My sons will not grow up playing Madden as currently constructed. I'll get them the old Madden games. I'll go down the route of our friend Jamal. I'll get a PS2 again. I will put them onto good games. I'll put them on the NCAA. My sons, if I have sons, or even if I have daughters and they love to play video games or they love football, they will not play the atrocity that is Madden franchise.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
nice.
For me, because I started, this is Madden 25. 24 was the first one that I played.
Game is so bad,
Ultimate Team from start to finish, because 23 was the first time I started Ultimate Team, but didn't start until spring break that year. Because I remember I was home during spring break and was just like, oh, let me check this out. Because I remember I tried Ultimate Team for all the sports games, for Madden, for 2K, and MLB The Show. And Madden was just the one I liked the most. So I've just
been
playing
that. In terms of Ultimate Team.
Yeah. But before that, I had pretty much every Madden, but I would wait until it came on sale like that, because before I played Ultimate Team, the only mode I really played was Superstar.
Yeah.
It was like franchises and stuff. And from that aspect, it has been the exact same game since the PS3 games. Because the crazy thing is, the Superstar mode and stuff they had on the PlayStation 2 was much more in depth. You got to do so much more things, things like updated for you. It was a lot more interactive. So I definitely understand that aspect. Only reason I will let my kids play Madden is because all the other kids are going to be playing Madden, so I don't want them to just like.
Yeah,
suck.
And you know what I'm going to tell my kids when they tell me all the other kids are playing Madden? I'm going to say their parents must not care about them.
And I'm going to be like, well, that's just.
like
that's
no.
That's just the whatever no. they're playing, and then they're going to be out
and
of
you know
the
what? Nah.
And bad at the end. Because that's one thing I wish I would have done more. I didn't play, like I said, I only played like single player franchise mode. I didn't actually like play against people growing up, so I kind of missed that. And now that I feel like I'm pretty good at Madden now. Nobody really likes to play it, or nobody has time to play it. So being able to play against people is definitely something I wish I would have been able to do. And I'm going to let them do.
Yeah. Nope. I'm sorry. Madden sucks. EA, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves for the poor product y'all put out on a year basis.
That's exactly how I felt about NCAA.
That's insane.
I played it for a week, maybe two.
That is literally insane. That is blasphemy at this point.
I could not do it.
I don't know how. Hey, y'all gotta let us know.
I was in dynasties, and you know what ruined it for me?
What ruined it for you?
Playing against South Carolina in a dynasty, and Nick Harbor being completely unstoppable.
Yep.
When he's like not, if he was a Travis Hunter level player in real life and just was,
I mean, athletically speaking, he is. He just doesn't have, he hasn't gotten the opportunity.
It doesn't, well, I guess. It does. I remember literally watching going to check the first game of the NCAA season.
Yeah, he doesn't.
And he didn't even really get to play. And I'm like, and when I tell you, the guy I played, because I was playing the first few weeks and that was fun. And then the first user game, I think I won. And because I was in a dynasty with a lot of people. Were you in the dynasty?
Initially, at first, me and Jamal left. The guy that was playing with South Carolina, he was a clown.
I mean, it wasn't.
He had Nick Harbor. So
it wasn't even like he was doing. He was literally just running verticals.
Bombs away.
If he had time, Nick Harbor was going to get the ball, and even if you made adjustments to like double him,
I mean,
or like somebody else would end up being it was impossible.
You know what though? Like that's how some guys play. Unfortunately, our good friend Trey Taylor, that's how he plays all football games. I can't stand it.
But I think the difference. I've been able to beat Trey before.
I've been able to beat Trey too.
But with that there was literally nothing I could do.
Also, for those of you who don't keep up with college football or anything, Nick Harbor, he is literally. I call him Baby Megatron. Like if Calvin Johnson had a child out of wedlock out there and we didn't know about it, it would be Nick Harbor. Nick Harbor is 6'5", he is 240, and he literally, like in the game, he has 99 everything.
He was the only receiver. I don't know if anything's been updated, but when the game came out, he was the only receiver in the entire game with 99 speed.
He literally has 99 attributes across the board.
He is a cheat code.
He literally is. And I think he's a track guy too, so it makes sense. But yeah, no, you know what? I want to throw it out to y'all, man. Y'all let us know. Because to me and to a lot of other people, NCAA washes Madden hands down.
I think they both have their communities. It just depends.
They definitely do. Because Madden
that's
is
what
garbage,
it is.
Bro. I'm
I
sorry.
Think, I feel like that you'll find less people who like both. I feel like they're different games. And they like their gameplay is different to where it's like if you like one, you probably won't have much fun playing the other.
I'm sorry, I cannot do it. But I really want to know what the people think about this because again, EA.
I know another thing in the Road to Glory mode, the camera angle was atrocious.
You're talking about in this the new NCAA. Okay.
Yes, I remember having a quarterback Road to Glory. And you can't even see your outside receivers, even if you zoom the camera all the way out. And I just, it was little things.
I was nitpicking at that point, but I get you.
I was very nitpicky because it had a lot to live up to. See, we have been waiting for 20 years. And I feel like I definitely do get mad and
I don't see a lot
of leeway because in the mode I play, a lot of the cheese plays and like the ability stuff, it, like that kind of, that's like a part of Ultimate Team at this point. So you kind
of
like,
it's a part of Madden at this point. You might as well call it cheese 2025. That's all it is, bro.
That's why it's like if you're playing a regular, just like I said, Dallas versus Philadelphia game, that's still like annoying to happen. But in Ultimate Team, once you got, because like right now my Ultimate Team, have Calvin Johnson, CeeDee Lamb, and Julio Jones as my wide receivers.
And they're all in their prime?
They're all they're all like the different cards. I have Peyton Manning as my quarterback. I have like all this like
what Peyton Manning? Indy Peyton Manning or Denver Peyton Manning?
Well, it doesn't work like that. Like because once you have a player's card, you can use their
entire career or
The more players you have for you can like change their team chemistry. Mm. Like the more players you have for a certain team, the more boost they get. Like right now, 40 out of 40 Cowboys themed teams. So like everybody gets they get like +2 to all their abilities. I have a couple of the zero chill players from this new thing, so that gives them boost. Yeah. So like things like that.
Yeah.
If that's the mode you're playing, a game like Madden, is like it makes sense. Those are like those abilities and stuff like making people drop the ball with knockouts and things like that. Just the abilities that come with them. That's a part of it.
Yeah.
So I can understand if you're not playing Ultimate Team, how that stuff would be annoying.
Right. Well, yeah. Like I said, we're throwing it out to y'all, man. Y'all let us know. We'll put it up on TikTok.
Which do y'all prefer to
play? Let us know. Is it NCAA for you? Is it Madden? Is it both? And explain why. For vice versa. But speaking of cheese, speaking of foolishness, speaking of what in the world is going on, as soon as I saw this story, and actually speaking of Madden, as soon as I saw this story, I was like, we have to talk about this. Did you see the stuff that was coming out about Woody Johnson and the Jets?
No, I did not. I saw you put it up, but I didn't see what happened.
So you haven't seen nothing?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Football Jets, it seems like all last week it was just like the Jets were like the Kardashians, bro. Like just stories kept leaking left and right about what's going on in the locker room and in the front office. And one of the most glaring stories there were two like really big like what is going on stories. The first one, speaking of Madden, Woody Johnson, Jerry Jeudy, the new Cleveland Browns receiver, broke 1,000 yards for the first time in his career. They traded for him from Denver. The Jets were apparently in on him as well, and the Jets did not pull the trigger because, and I kid you not, Woody Johnson said no because of his Madden rating.
Oh, wow. Well, that's dumb.
Now,
I feel like Madden ratings are quite literally like the most polarizing part of the game. Like everybody disagrees or like has an opinion on people's Madden ratings.
There's another layer to this, though. Woody Johnson's advisors are his teenage sons.
How, like...
Like 18 and like 17, 16 year old sons. So if you're Joe Douglas, right, former Jets GM who got fired recently,
if you're trying to pull off moves and you got an answer to it, 17 and 18 year old,
you're letting high school kids school kids let their Madden franchises dictate real life NFL football.
Bro,
that's crazy.
The Jets. And you could say a lot about the Giants. You could say a lot about the Jaguars.
The Browns.
You could say a lot about the Browns. But the Jets are a joke. And God, dude, me and you both had them as sleeper teams.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you did. I didn't. I said I needed to see. Yeah, you did. I mean, I thought they were going to be better than this.
Right. Definitely.
I mean, across the board, man. That's story number one. Story number two is Mike White, former backup quarterback for the Jets. Mm-hmm, I think he plays for the Dolphins now, I believe. When he was thrust into action, because I forgot, maybe it was Zach Wilson who got hurt, whoever. When he was thrust into action, the Jets were still losing a lot of games. After one of the games, apparently, Woody Johnson came into the locker room and, like, he literally told Mike White, well, like, we lost because you suck.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Who's leaking all these stories?
Hey, man. Scorn GM Joe Douglas got fired. Scorn head coach Robert Sala, right? Who knows at this point?
True.
Because, I mean, shoot, you fire me. What's the point? I ain't got no reason to protect you.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Right? Who? I mean.
Especially when you're making moves. Bro, especially just, like as a GM. Yeah. You're letting your high school kids.
I'm telling you, bro. Just, yeah. When you, after this, bro, I'm telling you, just look up the Jets and just see everything that's coming out about them. Woody Johnson, the Jets franchise, they're a joke. I don't blame Aaron Rodgers if he decides he does not want to come back to the Jets. Because I'll be real with you, if you are going to sit here and tell me that you look at this season and you blame Aaron Rodgers, I'm questioning you at that point. I'm really questioning you at that point.
Entirely too dysfunctional as a franchise.
Yes, so. Bro. Like, you, come on, man. Come on.
Yes.
So you can miss me with that. But yeah, I had to say something about that, bro, because that's crazy.
No, definitely.
Like, that's crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
Okay. Speaking of the NFL, here's my thing. I'm watching football last Saturday. It's the start of the college football playoffs, right? And everybody can feel how they want to feel about the first round games. They were all washes. It is what it is.
Shout out UT.
Yeah, I had Clemson beating UT. I was wrong. I'll admit it. Why? Tell me, why is it that I got two NFL games on a Saturday when I'm trying to watch college football?
Yeah.
What is that, man?
What's the word?
The NFL is so, they're greedy, bro. And like we know they're greedy. Like we know. But like, my God, man. Like we got NFL football on Saturdays. They about to play tomorrow on Christmas.
Literally on Christmas. Like
that's NBA.
Everybody has their dates. Like
Saturday. That's NBA.
We already gave you guys Thursday.
And those games have been bad historically speaking for the most part.
Saturdays have always been for college football, even as someone who's not the biggest college football fan.
Yes.
Saturdays are, and then especially Christmas, those are always been for the NBA. The Christmas was for the NBA. Thanksgiving was for the NFL.
Yep.
I don't know why
there's five NBA games on tomorrow and two NFL games.
Yeah.
Bro, what? Like, come on, man. Don't get me wrong. I love football. We're sitting here talking about football. I love football, but like, come on, man.
Stay in your lane.
Oh, they.
That's all we're at. Just.
You know what their lane is? Their lane is parting the Red Sea. That's what
their lane is. Where the money is. Yep. Whichever way they can get the most money.
I mean, at this point, NFL's gonna be played on every single day.
Even with all the different streaming services, like have Monday night doing games Netflix being tomorrow. On ESPN, the Christmas games on Netflix, Thursday on Amazon Prime,
right?
Monday or with Sunday nights on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to have Peacock, Amazon Prime.
Well, you don't have to.
Netflix. Well, I mean, you can stream, but, like, that's a part of it. Oh, actually, we can add that to the docket. Like, NBA viewership going down, that being a big topic because.
NBA viewership has been going down.
And I think a part of that, we can touch on it later, but a part of that, I think, is for the streaming. But,
you can make an argument for that.
But I think that, yeah, like, y'all have y'all's days and.
Stick to your script.
Literally,
man.
Yeah. Just stay in your lane. Give it. Let everybody want to, though. Right.
And like, I don't know. If people are gonna give it to you, I get it. But like, man, like, hey, bro, like, come on, man. Like, tomorrow. I was just trying to watch good basketball tomorrow, right? But now that these games tomorrow are crucial games, right? Who was it? The Ravens and the Steelers.
Ravens and Texans.
The Ravens and Texans and the Chiefs and the Steelers. Yeah. Those are two crucial games
for literally all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Like you. You just calm down, NFL. Like, it's crazy because, like, it's almost as if they feel like they don't make enough money.
Right. I think even with that, adding a 17th game, when I guarantee
money,
you
hand over fist.
I guarantee you they'll be adding an 18th game in the near future.
Yeah.
Which I don't.
And the players need to strike at that point, but they won't.
No.
They won't.
They won't.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. NFL, they're super greedy. I don't like it.
Wish they'd stay in their lane.
It's
but
hard,
we know
like
they
bro.
Won't.
Like, do you know how hard it is to watch all those games? Like, legit.
Impossible.
Yeah. Unless you're like my brother. My brother has like three or four TVs set up in his house. It's crazy.
Yeah.
definitely don't have that yet. But moving on.
The best I can do for you is a couple tabs on my laptop.
Right. No, literally like split screen. Split screen and on my phone if need be. You know, I'll let you decide. Do you want to dive into Sunday Night Football and y'all's performance first, or do you want me to?
No, you can go first.
He wants me to sulk. Okay. You watched the game, yes?
Yep, watched it start to finish. I needed Jaden Daniels to get every point he got. Oh, I'm Terry McLaurin as well.
Yep.
Scraped in by the skin of my teeth.
Yep.
To get into the championship in our fantasy
Congratulations.
League. Congratulations. I mean, I scored the most points out of the four teams in the playoffs, but it was only my Green Bay's defense. We'll get to Monday Night Football later, but they came through.
They would have given up more against the high school team last night, the way the Saints were looking. But
going into that game, I just needed them to give me 3 points, and it was a close one.
How many points did they give you for a shutout?
15. Because they also had
an interception too.
Yeah. And a fumble recovery and a couple sacks. So
that's crazy.
They overperformed. So I didn't know really what to expect.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, they did exactly enough that I needed them to do, regardless if they won the game or not.
Right.
I was just hoping for them to do well statistically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when it comes to, especially when both teams are competitive, fighting for playoff spots.
And with y'all being like officially eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah, I couldn't care less who wins out of that game.
Right.
I mean, it is, I guess.
I mean, you probably, like, you feel fine with us losing, though.
Yeah. I guess it is, especially seeing as we beat the Commanders.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't expecting at the time.
Right.
But like I said, I don't really care, but I guess it is nicer that, especially because. At the time, like, it put y'all, because y'all were in front of them, so it just moves y'all.
The division is still for grabs.
If y'all could tie, that'd be great.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. First quarter, man, it's going great. I'm literally, like, jumping up and down. I'm like, oh, we came to play today. Like, we came to steamroll these boys. And I'm like, all right, like, no, this is – defense is playing lights out. Offense is moving up and down the field. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really, really good. Then Jalen Hurts, QB draw. You know, he falls down. To me, it wasn't even the hit wasn't even crazy because you see his helmet, you see his head bounce off the floor, the turf, and I'm like, oh, I was like, okay. And then he got up. Like as soon as he got up, I'm like, oh,
yeah, he looked a little dazed.
He definitely looked dazed. I'm like, okay. But I'm thinking, all right, no, like he's good. He's gonna, you know, pass concussion protocol and everything. They sent Kenny Pickett out there. Now, granted, we were deep in the red zone, right? Like, way to finish off the drive, cool. And then I see Jalen Hurts come back out. You know, he has his helmet initially, and then they're like, no, we gotta take another look at you. And I'm like, oh no. And then it's like, no, he goes in the back, and I'm like, okay, yeah, no, this is real at this point, dude. Tanner McKee, if Jalen Hurts cannot go against y'all this Sunday, Tanner McKee needs to be the starting quarterback. Kenny Pickett cannot consistently run and facilitate an NFL offense, bro. And, like, literally, that's what happened. Saquon Barkley, he's gashing the Commanders early on, right? He had rushed for, like, 70 yards on, like, 5 carries after the first quarter, right? But what happens is Jalen Hurts gets hurt, and then that changes the whole Commanders' defensive game plan, right? Because at this point, they're like, oh, no Jalen? No number one in there? All right, cool. You know what we're about to do? We're about to load the box and dare Kenny Pickett to beat us on the football. And you know what? He couldn't do it. He literally could not do it. He got lucky on a few questionable PI calls, and I'll call them questionable. I definitely thought two of them could have been called on Marshon Lattimore. One of them was crazy. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I'm not gonna complain. That's my team, right?
Yeah,
he got lucky on those, but like he literally cannot consistently move the ball. He just can't do it, bro. He can't do it. Every time Tanner McKee has gotten an opportunity to play, he has moved the ball down the field. And yes, he's a statue. He's not a mobile quarterback like Jalen Hurts. But you know what? That's fine. Why? Because we have the best running game in football. And as long as you can keep the passing game decent, right, they can't load the box so much against Saquon. Because you still got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on the outside, right?
And isn't Kenny Pickett questionable?
Yeah. He hurt his rib or whatever. But, like, dude, all signs are pointing to Kenny Pickett, bro. And I'm not.
So the signs are pointing towards Jalen not playing.
He's still in concussion protocol, and you know how tricky that whole process can be. They literally didn't speak much about it at all today. They just, he's in concussion protocol.
You know, sometimes those can come down literally to a game time decision.
I mean, I think y'all only need y'all's last two games were against us and the Giants.
Yeah, I mean,
so and y'all only need, I think, to win one of them to secure number one in the NFC East.
Yeah.
So what
do
you think about just resting? Like,
I mean, what did I say last week? Right, I literally said like we should probably shouldn't worry about chasing like the best quote unquote record. I guess. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. If you're asking me right now, if I had to bet money on it, I don't think Jalen Hurts plays. And if he does not play, Nick Sirianni, Kellen Moore, I need y'all to play Tanner McKee for the love of God, please. I can't say it any clearer than I've already said it. Kenny Pickett, he cannot facilitate an NFL offense, bro. He can't do it. He got lucky because on the drive he came in on, we were already deep in the red zone. Right? Deep in the red zone. If you didn't finish off that drive, I'm looking at you crazy.
Very nice drive. Yeah, he threw a pick.
Very next drive, he threw a pick. And then...
I mean, y'all forced five turnovers and just weren't able to cap.
We forced five turnovers and had to settle for five field goals. So even if, yes, Jaden Daniels, he went off, he had five touchdown passes. Yeah, whatever, right? Even with that, dude, if we even have three of those field goals converted into touchdowns, it's probably a different conversation right now.
I agree. I also think it would be a slightly different conversation because your defense, like y'all said, y'all forced five turnovers.
Yeah.
But it was the very boom or bust for the defense.
Yes. I think
it was either they gave up a touchdown or gave up an interception.
Right, right.
Or not an interception. They got a turnover.
Yeah.
They forced
some and,
too.
And like, dude, like, and then we were letting the Commanders start to sustain drives down the stretch. Yeah, I put it on there, you know, questionable play calling. I just, like, because we were blitzing Jaden Daniels a lot. And to me, like, I'm like, I'm not mad at that because it's like, okay, get him off his spot, whatever, force him to make the throw, right? All right, cool. But what happens is, like, it's either we blitzed him or we would drop everybody out. And when we drop everybody out, the middle of the field is wide open. And what would he do on third and longs?
Well,
gash us down the middle.
Yeah, one of those runs was a fourth and 11.
Exactly, exactly. And it's just, I don't know why Vic Fangio kept calling whatever he was calling to get us to leave the middle of the field wide open, because that's what Jaden Daniels kept taking advantage of every time. But you know what? Vic Fangio, he admitted to it today. He said, I could have caught a better game. And, you know, let me also say this, and I'm so serious when I say this. The refs do not like the Philadelphia Eagles, because I still don't even know what C.J. Gardner-Johnson got ejected for to this day.
Yeah, that was a bad, very bad call.
I literally don't know what he got ejected for. And also, how do you give a guy an unsportsmanlike penalty when he got punched in the face?
They say it all the time. The second guy usually gets.
He got punched in the face, though. They, like, what are you going?
They missed the initial attack.
That's crazy.
I never understand how they don't see it. Quote,
but the
unquote,
ref was literally standing there. He saw CJ get punched in the face, and you throw a flag on him?
Yeah.
Hey, man, the refs don't like the Eagles, bro. It is what it is. Jalen Carter, and I'm going to say it too, like, CJ, dog, like, I love that rah-rah talking, bro, but, like, when it gets to a point where you're getting flagged, and you know, because at this point, you know, the refs don't like you. They don't like us. It is what it is. They're looking for any excuse.
They do have when players have reputations, because
yes.
I think you mentioned Jalen Carter. There was
he's starting to get a reputation.
Because I forgot who it was, but whoever he pushed him, quote unquote.
Yeah, that was a flop, bro. Sam Cosmi, that was such a bro. I was so hot about that.
But like when the refs say they have a reputation of Jalen Carter in their head, they see him moving, they see a dude fly back. It's gonna be insane.
Flag every time. So we gotta play smarter. We gotta play more disciplined football. Shoot, man, at this point, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if we need to call Malcolm Jenkins and get him to come in and talk to CJ and Jalen Carter real quick about, like, hey, like, y'all got to lock in, man.
Right.
Got to lock in. This is the home stretch. You got to lock in. Yeah, I just – dude. And, yeah, if Devontae Smith catches that ball, do we win? Maybe. Who knows? But, like, you can't chalk up a game to one play, bro, because it was bad football all around. On Sunday, in my opinion, it was bad football playing on the field by the players, bad coaching, bad decision making. It was just bad, bro. It was just bad all the way around. I'm not sitting here saying like the season is over, but I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now, Jalen Hurts is out for a little bit. I am very worried. If Jalen Hurts is out for a little bit, I'm worried, and I'm only worried because I don't think they will make the necessary move and start Tanner McKee.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, if Kenny Pickett is our starting quarterback, I am very worried.
Because if y'all lose out and the Commanders win out, they win the division.
Yep. And it's crazy because what happens is, as things currently stand, we would see Washington again in the playoffs.
Mm.
As things currently stand. So, yeah, man, I mean, just a disappointing game. And everybody's like, oh, it's one game, calm down. And I'm like, okay. Well, yeah, but when you see things play out the way they play out, right, when you see your backup quarterback come in and at that point your offense is starting to stall and you got to settle for five field goal attempts, when you see your defense, how do you lose a game when you win the turnover battle 5-1?
Right.
How do you lose a game when you win the turnover battle 5-1? You lost a game in which your defense, they caused five turnovers?
This, I think y'all,
that's just crazy.
Y'all lost the touchdown ratio 5-2.
Yes. Exactly. So
that'll do it.
So, yeah, man, a very frustrating game for me to watch. Things have to be addressed. Things have to be fixed. Like I said, man, Tanner McKee, dog, he needs to be the starting quarterback. And we all know it. Like, Eagles fans know it. We talk about it all the time in Bleacher Report or Twitter or whatever. Like, bro, everybody knows Tanner McKee has been the best backup quarterback on the roster for the past 2 years. I don't even know why we traded for Kenny Pickett. I don't know why. I don't know if Howie and Nick have an issue with Tanner McKee. I don't know if he did something. I don't know what it is. But we need to let that man play if Jalen Hurts cannot go. I do not trust Kenny Pickett. I've seen it time and time again. He cannot consistently move an offense. The offense gets stagnant with him. The defense will force him to beat them, and he can't do it. We've seen it time and time again. There's a reason the Steelers were ready to get rid of him.
Yeah,
right. So, yeah, man. I hope to see Jalen against y'all, but I don't anticipate that happening. All I can hope and pray for at this point is that Tanner McKee gets the start. And come Sunday against y'all, we will see.
Yeah, it'll definitely be an interesting game. We can transition over, especially with our season being officially over.
Yeah.
It's been over for a while, but officially mathematically been eliminated from playoff contention.
Yep.
That happened going into the game because y'all's game was before ours, and that happened with the Washington win.
Right.
So, I mean,
y'all had a pretty good performance against Tampa.
It's clear.
Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, it's very clear that the guys are out there just playing for pride, playing for their careers
at this point, right, too.
Because a lot of these guys are in contract years, or even if they're not, they just at least want to put statistics NFL tape, out there. Man. Yeah, NFL tape out there.
Yep.
So, like I said, I've said before, I'm never going to be mad at our team winning. This is the second game that we've won.
I was surprised.
That I wasn't expecting us to win.
Right, because you know the West, too, is crazy because Tampa has a lot to play for. And it's like, it looked like Tampa's season was over versus y'all. It looked like y'all were poised to make a playoff run and everything versus Tampa, who they looked like, you know, their season was over. I don't know what it was, but
I wish I would have remembered to voice it on last week's show. Because we really didn't even get into a preview of this game, but it supported my theory that I have said before that I think some teams are just game planned or just coached or whatever it is. Some teams just beat certain teams. With the Buccaneers, I don't know what it is. The last few years,
have y'all had their number?
Even our most recent loss to them. It was when it was Micah's rookie year, and we just didn't even know what to do with Micah. It was the first game of the season, his very first game. We were playing. He had him playing off ball linebacker, and we lost the shootout. But
Dan Quinn the coordinator? No, right?
I think so.
Was he?
But since then, it's been pretty much domination. This game wasn't domination, but I mean, we have.
Well, not specifically by Micah, but like, no, y'all's defense was smothering Baker and the Bucks offense.
And then we beat them. They beat
Tom Mike Evans off his spot. Deron Bland was, I'm not gonna lie, he was pretty much locking up Mike Evans.
He got a couple catches, but he did it. He did exactly what we needed him to do.
Yep. And that one hit Donovan Wilson had
really not. I mean, that was crazy. They were playing all over the place, but like I said, when I look across the league, I see things like this. Like, I think the way you go, when you guys play the Buccaneers, I feel like
for some Tampa reason, has our number.
I don't know what it is.
Todd Bowles, man, he got our number.
When we play San Francisco, it, like I actually got into an argument with my friend Christian about this because he's a big Vikings fan,
right?
And that's another team who I think they who I think we have their number. And so I was kind of like explaining his this theory to him, and I'm thinking. I started off with, like, the 49ers have our number. Like, I feel like no matter how good we were during the season, no matter how bad they were, I feel like they think we got them. We're going to win that game because even in the season, both the 49ers and the Cowboys season have been are completely over. Mm-hmm. But we lost to them still when we had Dak, when we had everybody. We lost them in the playoffs,
right.
Lost them in the regular season multiple times. And I kind of said that's how I feel about the Vikings. Even this year, I feel like if we played the Vikings right now, we would beat them. I don't know what it is about funny. Us against
but
the Vikings.
I get your point. Yeah.
Again, the last time we beat the Vikings, I think 4 or 5 years ago, also a shootout, like on the last second play. Like when we lose, it's very close.
Right.
And when we win, it's pretty much domination. We beat the Vikings with Andy Dalton as our quarterback. We beat the Vikings with Cooper Rush as our quarterback. And I said both times we beat them with backup quarterbacks. Man, if Dak plays this team, he's going to dominate them. And in a season where the Vikings went 13-3.
Dak's out.
Dak beat them 42-3.
Oh, yeah. When did y'all play them? Was it
the year they went 13-3 and lost to the Giants in the playoffs? Right. That way, and then y'all
they were actual pretenders that year. Yeah. I don't think they're pretenders now, but they were pretenders that year. All
right. Whatever it is, we beat them. Y'all beat them. I think they lost one other game, but they were 13-3 and we beat them 40-3. So I think I don't know what it is in the maybe if it's a coaching thing, if players just match up well against other players and how they play. I think
happens.
Yeah,
that happens. Like it'll just be certain teams like you just have their number for a few seasons. I mean, it could be a number of things. Like you said, Tampa Bay for us, they have our number. I don't want to see them in the playoffs, especially if Jalen Hurts is out. I don't even want to sniff that issue, bro. But yeah, I mean. Y'all played pretty well Sunday night, right?
Yeah, Rico Dowdle's still looking good. Cooper Rush he's protecting the ball.
They need to sit CeeDee, dog. He's gonna really get hurt.
He full on admitted to his shoulder being out. Or not his shoulder being out, that his shoulder is like messed up right now.
They need to sit him.
It's hard. He's playing amazing football. So I mean,
you want him for next season, though, right?
Right.
Like, they need to sit him.
I agree, but I don't think he wants I don't think they want to sit him. I think,
sometimes you got to protect players from themselves, right? Isn't that the saying?
Yeah, definitely. But a lot of guys are playing for pride, but I think there are a lot of guys that are playing for statistics.
Right.
CD being one of them. He's a top receiver in the league.
His
numbers are on pace with Justin Jefferson's and Jamar Chase's in terms of careers and stuff like that. So I think he wants to stay up there. Like, I think right now, Justin Jefferson, I just saw something. He's number one in terms of total yards throughout the first five
seasons of his career. Yeah.
And
CD
is fourth. And if he, like, as long as he just plays decent in his last two games, he'll end up second. So things
are
big for him.
Yeah, you just hope
it doesn't
if he lands on his shoulder, if somebody blasts in the wrong way once, man, it's a wrap.
And then we're seeing really bad injuries across the league. Tank Dell.
Oh my god,
similar to Marion Overshaw, MCL,
Tank Dell, ACL, dude. That was crazy. PCL. And that was friendly fire too,
right?
But yeah, like you said, Cowboys, I mean, y'all won like what, 3 of your last 4 or 5?
I know we beat the Commanders on Thanksgiving, beat the Giants,
lost to the Bengals. Yeah, you won 3 of your last 4.
Right.
Y'all are playing pretty good football, and, you know, I keep seeing all the reports come out, man. All the signs seem to be pointing to y'all running it back next year with Mike McCarthy. I know you don't like that.
I don't agree.
But
I think
it seems like that's picking up steam.
I think this game is the only – because beating the Giants, beating the Panthers,
yeah.
I don't think that's –
That shouldn't warrant him getting a pass.
Yeah, I don't think that's very commendable. Those are teams that are, even at our current state, much worse than we are.
Right.
I think beating the Commanders, while I think that's just a not a fluke, but not even an anomaly, just because you can look across the league, division game, the Bills just were in a shootout with the Patriots.
Yep.
Like, division games are always going to be crazy, especially that one with Dan Quinn and all the former Cowboys players.
Right.
So I feel like that was kind of a one-off game, but I feel like this game is the only game where I could see him getting credit for anything because, like we said, the Tampa Bay is a decent team. They have a lot much more to fight for than we do.
Yep.
But, again, I feel like it can also be just chalked up us having their number.
Mm-hmm.
And even these last two games, beating the Eagles with Kenny Pickett or beating them with Tanner McKee shouldn't warrant too much commendability. We're beating the our last games against the Commanders.
Which at that point, I'm assuming, I don't think.
Well, no, because they need to win out, and they need y'all to lose.
They need us to lose. Yeah, they probably will be. Yeah, they're playing their guys.
So especially if y'all, no matter what happens, if y'all win or lose tomorrow, I feel like they'll have their starters out in the last game. But
I'll
be surprised if we sweep them this season.
Right. But, so, it's picking up steam, man. These reports keep coming out week after week.
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'm not going to
support you almost got to accept it, right? Cause
yeah, I can.
What do you think happens, though? Does he get a 1-year deal? Do you think he gets a long-term extension?
I don't.
Has Jerry done – what is he? Has he done, 1-year deals with coaches?
Zimmer's on a 1-year deal.
Okay. I mean, you almost have to with Mike McCarthy, right? Because –
And I'll say with Zimmer.
You still want him gone, or are you changing your mind on that?
I mean, he's warming me up a little bit more, but
okay.
I feel like it's just, in this game, our players were just making plays.
Yep.
A lot of the turnovers we forced were just straight up ripping the ball.
That fumble at the last play of the game, that was crazy.
Deron Bland just stole the ball
from
him.
That was literally crazy.
Jordan Lewis's interception just stole the ball from him.
Oh, my God.
I think it was
Marius Leopold
forced the fumble. Just straight up ripped
that Jordan Lewis pick was insane.
We had the plays they were making, so it's hard. It's
playing,
not,
you know, players are making plays.
Right. Zimmer had them in the place to make the play, but that it was almost like those were – more than just the
– It was just one of those games.
Yeah. The play being made was more than just being in position. I said, they were straight up just ripping the ball away from them.
Yeah.
So, I do like the way our defense has looked, especially since Micah's came back with the amount of sacks and turnovers we have.
Yeah, he's had seven sacks in the past, six games?
Just the team as a whole, because even Micah being back, not even him.
That just helps.
Right. It gets a lot of other people sacks. So, I've said before, it just sucks that –
It played
it's
out the
happening
way.
Now yeah. when the season is especially officially over.
Season's over.
And it's been over for weeks.
Right.
I wish we could have got this type of play out of our defense because, Micah did go down. But even before he got hurt, when we had Dak, when we had Micah, Diggs was playing.
Y'all just weren't playing well.
They just weren't playing well. Like I said, Mike Zimmer was a new coach, new scheme. So maybe that might have played a part in it. Now they've got more games under their belt. But another thing is, I've said the offenses we played, other than the Bengals and now the Buccaneers, haven't been the best.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that were, the Eagles and the Texans, we didn't look this good against them.
Right, right.
So, like I said, the Buccaneers games and that Bengals game were games I could kind of give them some applause for because they played more. They had the players in position to play a lot better, but at the end of the day, it's way
it's not
too
moving
late
the needle for you.
It's way too late.
Yeah.
I want a new scheme.
You just want a fresh start.
A fresh start, but like you said, the reports are heating up week after week, so
man.
I would not be surprised if they bring everybody back.
It appears that y'all are running it back.
Because
I just wonder what deal Mike McCarthy's going to get because –
I'm gonna guess a 3-year deal if he comes back.
I guess you wouldn't put it. Would you put a head coach on a 1-year deal?
No, because I feel like it's either gonna be a multiple year deal or nothing.
Or he doesn't come back.
Because I feel like a 1-year deal is a prove it year, and I feel like
supposed to be his prove it year.
This was a prove it year, and that's why I keep saying before, even without the injuries, we were not looking good. So.
Yeah. So if you're gonna roll with him and give him a 3-year deal at least.
Right.
Yeah. No, I feel you. You wanted to talk about the MVP race again?
Because it's heating up week after week.
It is. It's getting closer and closer between
Lamar and Josh Allen.
Yeah. Yep.
Who was it? Cam Newton was going off on
what did Cam say? I didn't see that.
He was basically going off on Stephen A. saying that Lamar is beating him in every statistical category.
Does Stephen A. have Josh Allen as MVP?
Yeah, okay. So he was saying he has him. He's beating him in everything. It should be him.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, and so for me, it's Lamar.
Yeah,
and I think Josh Allen is playing well, but I think, in my opinion, as long as the team records are within a game or two of each other, I think it should be more focused on what the individual is
doing. But they might not be within a game of each other.
Well, and at that point, if they're not, then
I just – oh, God, this is so hard for me. Hey,
I am a huge Lamar Jackson fan. I love Lamar Jackson. I love the way he plays football. To me right now, because who do you think is the best player in the NFL right now? Like right now?
Lamar.
Okay, see, same. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him and what he does and, you know, what he brings to the table. And I would love to see him get his third MVP, and he is absolutely deserving of it. I just think Josh Allen, you got to look at, like, and I mean, this is what happens, right? When you talk about, you know, the top players in the league or MVP races or whatever, like, you got to nitpick a little bit. You got to start to contextualize what someone's situation is. And if you look at Josh Allen's situation, man, who is he playing with? Like, who is he playing with?
James Cook.
Right. And James Cook is nice.
He's playing amazing.
He is, but, like, James Cook, if that's your best offensive weapon, I mean, Amari Cooper, he might be done at this point as a top receiver in the league, right? So, yeah. I don't know, man. Josh Allen is out there making it happen. And it's funny that Cam Newton, I mean, because, again, I compare this season for Josh Allen to Cam Newton's season, you know, his MVP season with the Panthers. Mm-hmm. Because I can't even tell you who Cam Newton's best receiver was when he won MVP, right? But he was carrying the Panthers on his back. Now, granted, he had a good defense, and Josh Allen's defense, I mean, they've had a lot of injuries this year.
Greg Olsen, I guess, was his best receiver.
Greg Olsen, tight end, right? Right, Pro Bowl tight end.
Isn't he Hall? Isn't he in the Hall?
He's a Pro Bowler. He's not a Hall of Famer.
He will be.
Greg Olsen?
Yes. He was one of the best tight ends in the
generation. I don't know about that, Lando. Hall of Fame for Greg Olsen?
If you compare, I feel like if we look up his numbers,
I need to look at his numbers. I am not comfortable saying that yet.
I think he'll be in there.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Maybe not first ballot, but I think his numbers line up with Greg Olsen, Hall of Fame tight ends. Yes.
I don't know about that one, Chief. Y'all let us know, because I don't know. I don't know about Greg. That kind of threw me off, bro. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, no, I don't know, man. I'm cool with Lamar. Josh Allen gets it. I just feel like people need to, like, we need to understand and we need to put in the proper context what Josh Allen is playing with and who he, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The team he has versus the team Lamar Jackson has. I mean, again, I've said it last week. I'll say it again. Lamar Jackson has the best offensive team around him his whole career, like this season, right? And he's putting up his best numbers by far.
To me, yeah. I think the MVP should be a lot more statistic-based. I feel like, especially since it is just it's become just a quarterback award. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I think, now I don't think that you can, like Joe Burrow, I think he, numbers-wise, he's putting up MVP numbers. But when you have a losing record, mm-hmm. I don't think you can be it.
No, but Joe Burrow would be—he'd be right up there with everybody else.
I think the top two teams in each conference take the quarterback because it's a quarterback award. Mm-hmm. That's how you get the record wise into it, and then just who has the better numbers out of those teams? Out of those players?
Do you think there should be like position awards, like best quarterback, absolutely, best running back, best wide receiver, best tight end?
Absolutely.
You think? Okay, should they do away with the MVP?
No, I don't think they should do that. But I think that,
because like let's say they had all those awards, right, all the position awards, and like let's say Lamar Jackson won MVP, but like did it win best QB, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, see, I think that if they would have more awards for the individual positions, it'd be easier for MVP to not just be a quarterback award. I feel like since they had a best quarterback, by then you feel like it'd be a lot more open to running backs getting it, maybe even a defensive player getting it.
But like at that point, defensive player, I mean, Lawrence Taylor is the last guy to win that, bro.
Well, yeah, but that's because at this point, that's what it's come. I feel like with all those awards.
Well, okay, let me ask something. Okay, so if this season, right, let's say they had position awards and they had the MVP award. Let's say Saquon won MVP, but like Lamar had the season he had. Like, would you be okay with that?
Yeah. No, I think that if there were all those awards, whoever, like if Saquon wins MVP, he also wins best running back.
Right. Okay, right. So okay. And the thing is, like, the quarterback is like the most central position, right? Like, you are literally at the forefront of everything. You start off with the ball, you finish with the ball most of the time, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you throw the balls to the receivers, you hand the ball off to the running back, you facilitate the offense. Like, it's just, and I get it. I just. Because, I mean, for me personally, Saquon, I think he got out of the race after this pass. Well, it's crazy. He still rushed for 134 yards, but it didn't even feel like it because just the way the game flowed. I don't think he's going to – he's definitely not going to get it at this point, I don't feel like. The way Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen keep playing.
Right.
Yeah, I guess – so if you had to pick right now, it's Lamar?
Yeah, I would pick Lamar. Who would you pick?
I guess I would say Lamar, but like I won't be surprised if Josh Allen gets it. And like I said, to me, I think they're both very deserving of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would go with Lamar Jackson, but I think Josh Allen is right there, and I think like he needs to get real consideration, especially if Buffalo finishes strong. I know they just had a shootout with the Patriots, but you know everybody has those one-off games, and it's like you said, it's this divisional game. You know, you play a team twice a year,
right?
That's going to breed content, and you're going to know their plays and all this and that, and it's just going to be a hard-fought game regardless. For the most part, I guess I got to go with Lamar Jackson. His numbers are absurd. He's like. And I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson because he is literally the best player in football right now. Like, you can't watch anybody else play. You can't watch the Chiefs play and tell me Mahomes right now is better than Lamar Jackson. You can't tell me that.
Well, see, I agree he is. And I agree that you can't say that about Pat because the numbers are there to support that.
Yes.
And I'm going to continue to cry over spilled milk and bring up old things, but if Lamar Jackson wins MVP this year,
Dak should have won last year.
It only solidifies that Dak Prescott should have won last year.
Were his numbers better than Lamar's last year?
Yes, they were
Shatter them or?
Well, I mean, his don't shatter Josh Allen's right now.
No. But I'm saying
they're in the same exact position. Last year, Dak had better stats like Lamar does now.
Yeah.
But Lamar had a better record like Josh Allen does now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think that Lamar didn't deserve it. It's consistency. It's what it is.
I mean, come on, and we'll be honest here, right? Like MVP voting in NFL and the NBA, man, it's each season is different because each season is unique in what it brings and what the players do. And I mean, voters have a set criteria, but you know, there's voter fatigue. There's just different. You may look at a player differently than you did last year versus this year. You know, there's a lot of things that play, man. For lack of a better term, I don't want to say human error, but just like human, right? Human emotion, like how you feel about a player, how you view a player. Like, it just, I mean, because somebody could view this year and be like, man, like, who voted for Lamar last year, and they look at him this year, it's like, yeah, but like what I was saying, right? Like, look at the team he has now. He has Derrick Henry back there. Like, he has the best group of receivers he's ever had. Like, look what he's doing now. Like, how much credit do we give him for that, right? Like, so I'm sure someone is saying that. So
that's why I disagree with the eye test, because it's like every too much personal opinion and like narratives and like all that, like too much goes into.
Okay, but are you telling me when you watch Lamar Jackson play this season, you don't watch him and think, dang, this dude is literally better than everybody else in the NFL right now?
I mean, yes, I can see it when I can, because I'm watching it, but it's like the numbers also support that. So two things can be true. Because it doesn't matter what I'm watching. Like, because there's somebody out there who hates Lamar Jackson and is saying, I don't, that's not
but you
good,
know
that's
what?
Not, but he, no matter what he feels and what he says about Lamar Jackson, those numbers
don't lie.
Back up
but
everything.
You know what? You're right about that. But you know what? If there was a Lamar Jackson hater and you're sitting here watching, you're watching him destroy the Giants, and you're watching him razzle dazzle against everybody he's played this season, right? If you're sitting there, if you're literally just sitting there telling me he's not the best player in the league right now, just because you don't like him, then I don't trust your judgment. I mean, you're a LeBron fan. Hey, I'm a Jordan guy, but I've said this, and I'll say it on here. LeBron is the best basketball player I've ever watched. Like, that I've ever actually sat down and watched, he's the best basketball player I've ever seen.
Right.
But I have Jordan first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do that.
Yeah, and so I feel like, and like you said with Lamar, if you can say you want just their judgment, and I feel like,
because you're just being a hater at that point. You're just being a, you know
and
what I'm
I
saying?
Feel like the
eye test isn't
what supports them being a hater. It's the numbers that what supports them being a hater.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like what you just said, that's how I felt about Dak Prescott last year. He led the league in touchdowns.
What was y'all's record last year?
12-5. And Lamar and them were 13-4. He had one more win.
But you know what? Like we talked about last week, did Dak have moments?
Yes. He had multiple moments.
Lamar had
just
moments
ruined by the defense.
Okay, well, like, Miami, go ahead.
Miami game-winning drive, touchdown over Jalen Ramsey, one-on-one coverage. And then the defense literally like a minute and something left. Always just got get one stop like they have been ruined.
Okay, like what was, because Lamar, we've talked about this before, Lamar, he won the MVP Christmas Day last year against the 49ers. What would you say was Dak's 49er game last year?
Because to me, that, I mean, that was, you know, that was the game that sealed the win for Lamar Jackson.
I don't.
Like, can you even pick out a game where it's like Dak just, he came out and balled out so much and was like, no, like, this is the MVP, bro. Like, this is it.
The Seahawks?
Last season?
Yes. Defense couldn't get a stop, and he put up like 40-something points. And a must win. I mean, Seahawks aren't as good as the 49ers, and we also lost to the 49ers, but I mean, the Ravens, they had their share of losses in, like, stinker games as well.
Yeah, they did, but, you know, coming into Christmas Day, Brock Purdy, another MVP candidate, like, that was going to be the heavyweight fight, right? It's like, whoever balls on this game, oh, they're probably going to walk away with the MVP.
Didn't his defense create, like, four to five turnovers
in
that game?
Yes, he did. I was going to, hold on. Yes, he did. Yes, they did. But Lamar also balled out.
He did.
So, what are you saying? The Dallas Cowboys defense cost Dak Prescott an MVP?
No.
Okay.
Because I think even with the defense performance, he still should have won. But
I mean,
in the sense that had we won the Dolphins game, I think their records would have been exactly the same, so it wouldn't have been able to.
But you know what, too? And come on, you're a Cowboys fan. We've spoke about this before, too. Like, Dak probably doesn't get all the respect that you feel like he deserves because he is the Cowboys starting quarterback, right? Like, we spoke about that before. Being the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, that comes with a whole nother, like, I don't know if it's is it a standard or whatever you want to call it, but
it's the most. I think it's one of the most polarizing positions in all of sports.
Yes, yes.
Quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys,
so even if he does have the best numbers in the league, like, they're looking at him like, okay, what else did you do? Right.
I mean, yeah, but the MVP is a regular season award.
Right. No. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying like it's almost like. He's probably on a little bit of a different grading scale compared to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Being the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, given y'all's rich history of Super Bowls and legendary quarterback play, it's just like.
But even none of those guys, the Cowboys have never had an MVP.
Never?
Troy Aikman or Roger Staubach.
As a quarterback, you mean? Because y'all. Actually, hold on.
If Emmitt won, maybe. I don't think
Emmitt
won. Exactly.
Wow, okay. Yeah, we need to research that. Other Cowboys fans, Cowboys Nation, let us know.
Maybe they didn't have the All-Pro back then, but I don't even think – I think Tony and Dak were the only ones that even got the All-Pro.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I take your point. I hear what you're saying. To me, Lamar Jackson, he deserved an MVP last year.
I think it's the same thing. Like him, I think he does deserve – He did deserve it last year. Yes.
But you felt like Dak should have got it. Yeah.
If I had a vote, I would have voted for Dak. And so, like, that's just – like I said at the start, it's crying over spilled milk, bringing up old stuff. But
over spilled milk, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we brought it up before. Tomorrow is Christmas. There are two NFL games on Christmas, two key NFL games.
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to mess up the order. We got the Ravens are playing the Texans?
Yes.
Yeah. Ravens playing the Texans. Steelers are playing the Chiefs. To be honest, I think the Ravens might go in there and stomp the Texans, man. Because
I agree. Yeah, I don't think it'll be.
They looked, after Tank Dell got hurt, C.J. Stroud, he looked like a chicken with his head cut off, bro. He just couldn't.
His sophomore slump season has been.
But, like, it's crazy because he. Like,
I just call it that because that's what it is. Like,
yeah. But last week specifically though, did you watch the whole game?
I didn't watch all of it.
Did you watch it with the Tank Dell?
Bits and pieces. No.
Okay, so you didn't even see. Okay, so Tank Dell, you know, throw the touchdown. Tank Dell gets hurt. C.J. Stroud for the next like 10 minutes is like inconsolably crying. Like he cannot gather himself enough to like, okay, my man just went down. I know.
I did see he was crying. I didn't realize it was.
It was
that
for
long.
A minute, dude. It was a while.
Mm.
Like he just. Like, he could not get back in. And I know, like, I'm not like a cold-hearted person or whatever. Like, I get it. You just saw your man go down. I get it. But, like, when you're the quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we go where you go.
Right.
And if you can't get right, then none of us can get right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he could not get right for a while, bro. Mm. So, as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, yeah, no, they're out of it. Because. He couldn't get right. He could not get right. And they're going up against the Ravens? No, I think Derrick Henry and company is about to go in there and steamroll the Texans.
Right.
Lamar's probably going to throw for another 4 or 5 touchdowns.
You know, he every win, every touch, he wants that third MVP.
Of course he does. Yeah. So I think I got the Ravens handling the Texans. Now the Chiefs and the Steelers. I said last week, if they played each other in the playoffs, I would take the Steelers. I will say, and I also said, you know, for me personally, I don't believe in the Chiefs long term. I don't believe in their offense. I will say, they looked better this past week. Hollywood Brown came back from injury, injured reserve. Their offense looked better. I'm not even going to lie. Their offense looked better. Do I trust them to make a run? I don't know. Like you keep saying, that black voodoo magic that's around in Kansas City, I don't know what it is. They just keep figuring it out.
Yeah.
But I will say Kansas City looked better. They are going up against a solid defense. Now, a defense that just gave up 34 points against the Ravens. But, I mean, divisional opponent. Baltimore is one of the best offensive teams in the league. You know, it is what it is. I definitely think the Chiefs are going to get the Steelers' best shot. George Pickens is playing this week, so Russell Wilson will get his number one receiver back.
I think it'll be a good one.
I think it will, too. Who do you have winning the game? You got Kansas City squeezing it out?
I can't even really because
– You can't even pick a team, can you?
Yeah, because I really don't know how the game's going to go.
I don't either.
I feel like the Steelers are just such a gritty, hard-nosed team. Yep. Like, if any team can, like, just beat the voodoo magic out of Kansas City this
year,
I feel
Pittsburgh?
Like Steelers got a chance to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah. We don't know how strong that magic is, so it might be able to overcome that. So I'm just
going to be a
fan.
For
I'm
sure.
just be a fan enjoying the day watching.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't
– golly, I don't know. I don't even feel comfortable picking a team.
Right.
Like, I don't even feel comfortable picking a team. I can't – oh. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Pittsburgh. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Not bad at it. Not mad.
Like, the black magic has to stop at some point. All right, it has to stop at some point. And playoffs coming, man. And Mike Tomlin, you know, the Steelers, they're already in playoff mode. I know the Chiefs are too, because Andy Reid, he always has them boys ready.
Right.
Hollywood Brown is back, so maybe that'll make a difference for them. I got Pittsburgh, man. I got Pittsburgh squeezing it out. Got Pittsburgh squeezing it out. But before we get on out of here. Like we said, this is Christmas Eve. We are recording on December 24th.
Episode 16.
Episode 16.
I don't know if we said that.
Nope, we haven't. We've been kind of waiting until the end recently. But it's okay. It's okay. Episode 16, nevertheless. I'm sure I speak for Lando too when I say, like, we wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. If you don't celebrate, you know, whatever it is you celebrate, I hope you're around good people, good energy. If you get gifts, if y'all, you know, gift exchange, get good gifts. I got a good 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 5 gifts to deliver tomorrow.
Nice.
How many gifts you got to deliver tomorrow?
Well, everybody who's getting a gift from me will be at the house.
We'll so be at the crib.
I got 3 gifts. I got one. We do Secret Santa and Miles. We pick 2 names.
Okay.
And then we all get my niece a gift because she's still a kid. So
right.
Christmas is still. I got my mom and my brother. By the time they see this, it'll be after Christmas. So, because my brother was asking me who I got, and I was like, oh, I got mom and dad.
Yeah.
And he was like, what you talking about?
Yeah.
So I had to make some stuff up. It'll be fun tomorrow.
No, I love that, man. Hope you have. Hey, Merry Christmas with your family. I'm sure I will too. And get ready for some NFL football tomorrow too.
Yep. Still gonna be watching basketball too if I can. But
yeah, it's just like greedy, bro. The NFL is greedy. It doesn't make sense. You have enough money, man. Y'all have. But yeah, folks, I think that's a wrap. Until next week, everybody have a Merry Christmas. Have a happy holidays. Peace.
Peace.